that mean? Okay, we'll put down the silence. And then we go, well, why would it exist in the silence? What is silence? And we talked about it's the space between the thoughts. It's where all intuition comes from. It's where all guidance comes from. All of the spirituality comes from the silence. And so the more we can get away from the racket of our own thinking, the more we can exist in that area. Then the bottom line of life is that everything is most wonderfully inexplicable. It can't be explained. God's a mystery. If I would change anything, this is just my own self, if I would change anything in our literature, I would change God as I understand him to God as I experience him. And stop trying to understand anything. There isn't anything to know. There isn't anything to understand. There is only things to experience. And as we experience them, then we know more about them. But it's not a knowledge thing. And then Bill W. It was the fourth one down. This is a quote that Bill wrote in a letter. He was describing AA to somebody in his latter years of sobriety. And he wrote to his friend, as I think about it, AA is an utter simplicity which encases a complete mystery. What a remarkable way to describe our spiritual fellowship. It is simple. I mean, how simple is it? You know what I mean? You get a sponsor, you walk through the steps, and so boy, isn't it simple? An utter simplicity. We've reduced everything down to the real essence of everything. And in this absolute simplicity is a complete mystery. A complete mystery, which is the universe and which is God, and which we'll talk about in the last lecture, is what to do with a complete mystery. I just found that remarkable that this is what our co-founder thought about our entire fellowship with that simple little sentence, an utter simplicity which encases a complete mystery. And we start getting comfortable with things being a mystery. We accept that it's a mystery. You might accept it's a mystery where your compulsion to drink went. It really is. You can't scientifically document where it went. But we're happy that it went there and that we don't have to understand it. Down near the bottom, an experience is no beginning and an ending. And then I'll give you one and then we'll wrap it up. These are just here so that you could take and spend some time thinking about them. And this is the last one that's not on there. The answer to all questions that begin with why is the Big Bang. I'll let you contemplate that. And I think you may get it. And that is, if someone asks you why, you can't give a limited answer. Why was I born? Well, because your mother and father got together. Yeah, but why were they born? Well, because they're from there. Well, then why were they born? Because they're on planet Earth. Well, why is there a planet Earth? Because it's in the solar system. Why is there a solar system? The answer to all questions that begin with why, the complete answer, is the Big Bang. That's the reason. So you can see how silly it is to ask questions that begin with why. And that's the answer that we came up with. Gentlemen, we're at the end of the time. I'm going to go to bed. There's a movie available. And thank you all very much for your attention. You're there.
Okay.
Everybody, excuse me.